Okay, we're back with Lana Ortiz. We're having a phenomenal discussion with her. She's an entrepreneur, and what I like to say is a very, very, very successful woman in her own right, and multi-talented. So we're going to dig right into part two of our two-part segment. And I'll start by saying, how much do your portraits cost? And are you cheap, middle of the road, or somewhat of a luxury item? What is a boutique studio?
Boutique studio is when you are not a cookie cutter. You you study your client. You learn their features. You see the pluses and the minuses to those features. You highlight the beneficial features. You downplay the not so beneficial. You know, to help the person look their best. Professional image is different from the snapshot in that a professional photographer will take a good care of lighting, of posing, of wardrobe, of hairstyling, of makeup, of expression that is being on a client's face to produce a beautiful portrait of that client. Boutique studio does exactly that. I do study them. I carry a huge variety of wardrobe at the studio to offer to my clients of any sizes. For any reasons, and when I create the images, I don't hope to get one that is good. I know I will get each one of them good. I may take 10-12 shots of one particular image that I'm trying to create just to perfect it. My photo shoots are very involved there. I give each client a lot of attention with editing, with after the photo shoot, with editing, with choosing the images, with presenting the images in which form, which product they're getting. Therefore, I am a luxury item. I'm definitely not cheap. I'm not middle of the road. A lot of
when
my clients
people walk into your studio, they know they got to come in with the type of money where, as I say, I want the type of money that I can fold it, not hold it. Meaning, you want dollars.
Correct.
Okay. So let me move on to seven because I have some other things.
Yes.
What is your relationship with photography, personal and professional?
So I moved to this country when I was 19, and I brought a duffel bag with me.
Bless your heart, twice.
Thank you. Most of the things in my duffel bag was black and white photographs of my family and friends, right? And then about a year later, my house burns down, and when I get to the house, the police, the fire department was already leaving, and I thought I lost everything. I lost everything. And one of the things I lost is my life. My life as I knew it. I came here with half of my life, or the majority of my life, in photographs, and I no longer existed until that day.
Let me share this story with you, Miss Ortiz. The same happened to me when I was 45. I had a fire, and I know and I can relate to. Up until 45, we lost our whole life. My memories, everything, kids, pictures of me at my mom's funeral. We were the pallbearers, so I can so relate to that.
Oh,
but we bounced back, bigger and better.
We bounced back. The funny part for me was that I didn't have children then. And then after I had my children and I was telling them about my childhood and my mom and my dad, they never imagined me anything younger than 19 years old because I had
You're still that way.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
But I had the pictures from that point on, but nothing before that. So it's like I literally did not exist.
So here's some things I want to definitely close out in. Are you more of a photographer or business person? Because that really is important. And I'm sure my listeners want to know that. Because you got to be both, especially on the business side.
Right. I say I have two business degrees. So I say that I am probably both with probably just a little bit of weight on a business side.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because a lot of talented, very talented photographers go under and do not survive in this industry because they are artists first and never
not
the
business
person.
Person.
They
yes.
do not charge the right prices to sustain, to be a sustainable business. They do not provide the appropriate marketing and advertising for their business. Therefore, their business suffers. And in this world, you're out of sight, you're out of mind. So you have to consistently remind people you exist.
Absolutely. So let me close out with a couple more questions. How did becoming a photographer affect you as a person?
I feel I'm so blessed. I feel that as a child, I have experienced the world that we live in first time through my eyes. Then as a parent, I got to experience that same world through the eyes of my children for the second time.
Say your parent, give how many kids and give them
a
shout out, please.
Children. I have four girls, four beautiful girls ranging from
name them. You can give them a shout out.
Gabriella, Alexandra, Julia, and Angelina. And their ages are 25 to 12, and they're absolutely beautiful people and often my models.
Bless your heart. So my last question is, or my last two questions, who should hire you? Who is your clientele?
My client is the one who appreciates the art and the effort that is put into creating the images, first and foremost, who knows that something worth having, worth paying for. And they do not, they also allow my artistic genius do its job, you know, and do not micromanage me at the photo shoot. They are the ones who see my images, who see my work. They come to me, they say, I've seen what you can do. Do it for me. You have full free reign of creativity, and that's my client.
Great. So last but not least, tell me who's your mentor.
Who's my mentor? John Iannelli, shout out to him. John Iannelli, he's been my angel, my absolute angel. He has taught me when I called everything a thing. He has taught me what those things are called. And and I'm like I said, I'm not technical. So whenever I need a new equipment, I just call him to describe what I need. And he tells me what that thing is, you know. He helps me. He helps me out with computers. He helps me out with technical side of it. He's a great friend. He's on a drop of a dime. He'll come over here and help me. And he's also the one who gave me a start in photography. And he's also the one who believed in me when I showed up with crappy pictures. And I said, trust me, I'll be real good one day. Trust me, you should be my partner. And he said, okay, I trust you.
And I'll tell you who else told me to give a shout out was Savina Richardson. All right, mutual friend. Yes.
And
I told you
woman.
Last year they came on my show and sung happy birthday to me because next week, July 12th, is my birthday.
But happy birthday.
Thank you so much. So, Miss Ortiz, I want to say it has been a plum pleasing pleasure to have you on the show. You're part of the family now, the WOOC 105.3 family. And we so welcome you. Okay. And I wish you nothing but God's blessings and continued success.
Thank you. I appreciate you inviting me. It's been a wonderful time talking to you, and I wish you much success in what you do.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to close out and say, until next time, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., and your overcoming adversity specialist, doing what I'm made to believe.